Washington and Oregon are among a minority of states that do not have laws on the books requiring safe storage of firearms. But that could soon change in Washington. This November, voters will decide Initiative 1639, a sweeping gun control measure. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins spoke with a crime victim and a grieving grandmother on opposite sides of this initiative.
At the Tacoma Rifle and Revolver Club, Jane Milhans helps one of her students prepare to shoot a paper target.
Remember, you want to get your point of aim.
Milhans is an NRA-certified instructor who specializes in teaching women to use firearms.
Now, that muzzle needs to be level, okay?
Milhans' passion for teaching women comes from personal experience. A decade ago, she interrupted a burglary at her home.
And they had armfuls of stuff from my house. And were trying to get out the back door when I walked in on them.
For Milhans, a pistol by the bed or in the purse is a way women can protect themselves. That's one reason why she's working to defeat Initiative 1639. Much of the initiative focuses on restricting access to semi-automatic rifles, including AR-15s. But it's another provision in the 30-page initiative that Milhans finds especially troubling. The requirement that gun owners securely store their firearms.
When someone breaks into your house, you have seconds.
Milhans says it's not always feasible to keep a gun under lock and key. She and other opponents of I-1639 say it amounts to criminalizing self-defense. Under the initiative, if a gun isn't safely stored and ends up in the wrong hands and someone is injured or killed, the gun's owner can face felony charges. For example, if a kid picks up an unsecured gun and accidentally shoots another child.
Parents do and should teach their kids firearms, but making them a felon, I don't agree with punishing them twice.
100 miles away in Kelso, Washington.
This is the last picture we have of him before he died.
Carla Tolley stands in a hallway of her home looking at a memorial of her 13-year-old grandson, Edgar Vasquez. A year ago this month, he was shot and killed by a friend. They were at the friend's grandfather's house, and there was a loaded shotgun that wasn't locked up.
I was shocked. It was the furthest thing from my mind that one of my grandchildren would be killed by a friend with an unsecured firearm.
The boy who shot her grandson was convicted of manslaughter, but the grandfather who owned the shotgun wasn't charged. Tolley notes that more than half the states have some sort of safe storage law. Now, she's advocating for passage of I-1639 in Washington.
If this gun would have been safely stored, Edgar would be alive.
And she firmly believes gun owners who don't safely store their guns should be held criminally liable if something bad happens.
I support anyone's right to own a firearm. But with that right comes responsibility.
Tolley says she thinks of her grandson every day and is working to pass I-1639 in his memory.
I don't want others to experience what we've been through.
Back at the Tacoma Rifle and Revolver Club.
All right, let's talk about home safety and storage.
Jane Milhans teaches her students about trigger locks, gun safes, and other options for securing their firearms. In fact, most of this NRA training is about safety. But she doesn't want the state or voters mandating a one-size-fits-all requirement.
A lot of women I teach are elderly, widows, and they may want to keep that firearm where they could grab it quickly.
While opponents of I-1639 argue the safe storage provision could cost precious seconds in a life-or-death situation, proponents insist it will save innocent lives. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.